AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama will talk about the changing face of terrorism and its impact on U.S. public when he gives an Oval Office speech tonight. White House correspondent Mark Smith with more.
That includes the threat of those who were born or brought up in America being radicalized, either on their own volition or under the influence of foreign zealots. Aides say the president's ready to discuss the evolving nature of the terrorist threat and how he thinks America will defeat it.
Obama's also expected to give an update on the investigation in last week's Wednesday shooting deaths of 14 people in San Bernardino, California. Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. says the president is wrong to suggest more gun control legislation is needed in response to the mass shooting.
If some of those people in that community center had had what I've got in my back pocket right now,
Falwell has called on students, staff, and faculty to obtain permits to carry concealed weapons on the Christian College campus.
I've always thought if more good people had concealed carry permits, then we could end those Muslims before they walk in and kill us.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe calls Falwell's comments reckless. A bank robbery suspect armed with a straight razor has been shot and killed by police in Miami Beach, Florida. Police say the man said he had a bomb when he held up the bank. He then ran across the street into a barber shop where he apparently grabbed the razor. Witness Marcellus Johnson picks it up from there.
He decides to come out and confront the police officers. They moved in, started talking to him, trying to calm him down and get him to release the weapon. He didn't cooperate. Within about 5 minutes at that time, they shot him.
A video of the shooting was posted on social media. This is AP Radio News. A draft climate agreement loaded with brackets and competing options has been reached midway through the Paris talks. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
Today, as never before, the stars are aligned in favor of a strong, concerted action on climate change.
Previous UN agreements only required rich countries to reduce their emissions. The new agreement would apply to all nations. While the mostly religious Americans are less likely than others to trust science of global warming, there's also a strong number who not only believe that the threat is real, but also feel obligated to help save the Earth climate. An analysis by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and Yale University outlines 9 segments of the U.S. population. One is called religious greens. 9 of 10 of them believe global warming is happening. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.